Surely the elephant apparently has something of a sweet tooth.
Well, apparently all elephants do. I didn't know that. But if you think about it, horses like sugar cubes, which is essentially hard candy. So, and I didn't know that elephants like peppermint. But if you think about it, peppermint is a natural plant. Elephants are herbivores. I wouldn't be surprised that elephants like peppermint. I've never really thought about it before. I know I do. And I like elephants. And if A equals B and B equals C, then peppermints like things that I do.
Gregory Cohen is the owner of Lofty Pursuits in Tallahassee. It's a combination toy store, soda shop, and candy spot. In fact, Cohen says it's one of the only stores in the country that still makes hard candy by hand, the old-fashioned way.
But the candy canes, of course, are traditional. And from the best I can tell, they're between maybe 8 and 10 places in the country that make candy canes. Some of them we've heard of, like Disneyland. But we're one of the few that make it in front of customers, and we've been making thousands all season long, and interestingly enough, we're making a giant one today.
Elephant is the second oldest elephant in the world. She's 69 years old. So I'm going to go traditional. We're going to do red and white stripes. Because I figure since she's old, she's probably a traditionalist. Her name is Shirley.
On this day, a group of students from Rose Academy in Tallahassee are watching candy master Wesley Rayleigh make Shirley's treat. He says it's the biggest piece of candy he's made yet. And he's excited to be able to brag about it.
Kids always ask me, like, what's the biggest candy cane you've ever made? And I've never been able to give them an impressive answer until now I can.
Rayleigh makes this candy cane in the same way he makes the thousands of smaller ones they sell during the season. It starts with everyday normal sugar, like you'd put in your cup of coffee in the morning. That's heated up to about 300 degrees. Then Rayleigh adds color and a peppermint flavoring that smells so strong it takes over the room. Next, he cools it down to about 200 degrees. Still, he says, much hotter than a pot of boiling water. So he has to be careful and wear special gloves.
At that point, it acts like silly putty, and you can mold it and shape it. And so as it continues to cool, you would take certain areas you've dyed red and make stripes out of them, and then mold the entire mass of sugar into a candy cane.
The molding process involves a lot of stretching, folding, rolling, and snipping with what looks like an oversized pair of scissors. But it's when Rayleigh puts the bend in the cane that things get trickiest. And a few barely noticeable wrinkles get worked in.
I've got a little bit of wrinkles here, but I'm okay with that. Because an elephant shouldn't mind, because they're pachyderms. You know what a pachyderm is? It means, in Latin, baggy skin. That's what it means. Look it up.
In all, the finished candy cane is about as tall as a yardstick and about as big around as a baseball bat. The world's biggest candy cane is more than 50 feet long. A candy maker in Illinois claimed the Guinness World Record earlier this year. But it's thinner and probably wouldn't be so great for an elephant to hold in her trunk. And store owner Gregory Cohen is pretty happy with his confectioner's outcome.
This is clearly not the largest candy cane ever made in the world. It may be the largest one for us. But this is clearly the largest customer for a candy cane. So, we're really excited about that.
Shirley's caretakers at Wild Adventures in Valdosta say they're planning to give the treat to Shirley as an early Christmas gift this year. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.